The second exercise for the Inspired Life Program, Module 1, Nurture the Body, is called Felt Sense. This is a practice that's done across many traditions with many different variations. So you'll see it in psychology, spirituality, psychotherapy, and it's tremendously powerful. It's powerful because you have the opportunity to explore your body from the inside out, to appreciate and honor those parts of you that are strong and consistent and support you as you go through life, but also to bring your compassion and your love to the parts of the body that need extra attention because they've been in some degree of distress. The body can go to great lengths to protect us from what we perceive as danger, whether it's real or imagined. And sometimes that protective mechanism stays locked on. Most of us adjust, though, one way or another, or we avoid it because we've been afraid of what we might find, or we just haven't known how to go there. And here's where the nurturing part comes in. Simply by honoring and acknowledging what's been held unexpressed or hidden or all tied up in a bunch of muscles and nerve fibers, we give ourselves the dignity and the permission to bring this hidden hurt into the light where it can be exposed to love, our love, and given what it needs, and then very gently and very safely and easily, it can let go on its own accord. I do want to make it clear that the intention is not to go digging around your psyche and dredging up trauma. If there are areas in your life that require the attention of a trained therapist or healthcare professional, it behooves you to take whatever measures will help you address them. And this practice that we'll be doing is in no way meant to treat or diagnose or prescribe for any medical condition or to replace any medical treatment that you're now receiving. Our primary purpose with this exercise is simply to focus on those areas within the body that are energetically or physically restricted and help those parts come to a place of openness and rest, just like a good massage. Only in this case, we're doing the massage on ourselves, and our massage oil is the oil of love in our hearts. And one of the most wonderful discoveries you'll have as you do this practice is that as you move your awareness throughout your body like a searchlight and you find whatever wants to make itself known to you, you'll gradually become aware of what's just beneath the surface of all those tight, hurt, achy places. You'll meet up with that ground of your being that is pure love, pure peace, transcendent and boundless, that's carrying you and supporting you and at the same time is you. It can happen in a split second, your awareness of who you are in a body, experiencing this phantasmagorical world of ours, surrounded by and penetrated by and actually not separate at all from that loving awareness. So this practice is pretty free-form in nature, at least as we're going to be doing it here. There's no specific time of day it should be done, and no specific length of time to do it. So find the way, again, that's right for you. And maybe one day it will be at one time, and another day you'll practice earlier or later. Maybe in the morning is easiest, or maybe in the evening. It's probably easier to do this with your eyes closed, but then again, if you're in a peaceful, calm environment, having your eyes softly focus as you take your attention inward is just fine. So try it both ways and see which way works best for you, or switch back and forth, because it's likely to vary. And for the time you're doing this exercise, make sure your environment is not going to make any demands on you, or at least be in an environment that if it does make any demands, you can refuse to respond. And you might think of this exercise like an internal body scan, but it's got the important addition of both your intention and your consciousness, because it's bringing light and freedom to the parts of that beautiful musical instrument of your being that is currently in darkness, or at the least in shade. Some days you may only be aware of one thing going in your body or in your emotions that is demanding your attention. That's fine. And you may find that after you're done, your body wants to move in a particular way or eat a particular food or be in a particular environment. Honor that as best you can. And again, here, as with the first exercise, I highly recommend you do this practice every day so that you become more and more finely tuned to your instrument. And please do your best to remain open and non-judgmental of your efforts or of what you might find inside you. It's all for learning and for love and freedom. And here too, record your observations as much as you can. You'll learn a lot about where your body stores tension or is tight and is less able to function as effectively as it might. So let me walk you through what this process might be like on any given day. Sit in silence for a moment. Again, comfortably seated or laying down. And bring your attention down from any mental chatter in your head, down into the center of your being. And let it rest there. Let it gain strength and calm. And now let your attention be drawn to any part of the body that's calling you. Tightness in the muscles of your neck or across your shoulders, for example. And just be with it. Let your loving attention make that part of your body its single focus. And then listen deeply. What do you hear? And what do you notice? Are you aware of any connection between the physical sensations and an experience with a person or an event? Is there something that this part of your body needs? Can you simply welcome this contraction or tightness as best you can? And can you share with it the love that's within you? And when that feels complete, Can you hold the space for this tightness or contraction to come to a state of ease as best you can? Good. Now, where else in your body is your attention drawn? Is there another place that hurts? Maybe your heart hurts. Maybe someone said something unkind or untrue. Nurture that part of you by opening to that well of love deep within you. And let that part be saturated and filled and bathed in that love until there's a quieting or a resting. Good. And now maybe your mind is going a mile a minute, trying to tell you what's right or what's wrong with this process. After all, you know how the mind likes to be involved. But no harm done. It's just thinking. And you can even say that word, thinking, to yourself if it helps you get a little distance from that sweet little mind of yours. And just gently move your attention back to the body. You might notice an overall sense of fatigue or tiredness. So you honor that, just as a loving mother would comfort her child who feels helpless and undone. And by honoring that sensation and honor that body for holding it and protecting you, you free that sensation to move out and away from you as you summon or immerse yourself in love. You can even start asking the question, what's beneath this pain or this hurt? What's deeper than this that can take away all the pain and all the suffering? And just let yourself experience that. Maybe you find that you're overwhelmed by some painful or some insistent emotion that is demanding your attention. It's demanding retribution. Feels like an injustice has been done. So welcome and honor that too. Even if that's how you spend all your time during this one exercise. Honor that feeling by giving it your full and loving attention, your acknowledgement. And by giving it what it needs, love, encouragement, giving it freely and completely. And then just notice what else is here amid the body's comments. What's beneath it? Is there a presence or an awareness of something greater? Something all-encompassing, all-welcoming, all-loving? Okay, let's stop here. And that took about 6 minutes. So as you do this practice, find what works for you and let it take whatever form suits you every time you do it. It could be different every single time. And I'll be doing this practice too, right along with you. And even though our experiences are going to be different, we're going to be occupying a similar quantum space. And I'll meet you there.